From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the coup in Burkina Faso comes to an end.
Declaration.
The coup leader apologized to the country, saying he has plans to hand over power to a civilian government. In a statement Monday, General Gilbert Diendéré said he will step down as the country's de facto leader at the conclusion of talks mediated by the Economic Community of West African States. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice warned China on Monday that China-sponsored cyber espionage is a major stumbling block to U.S.-China relations. Speaking in Washington, she said such spying must stop. Those comments come just 3 days ahead of a state visit by Chinese President Xi Jinping. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said Monday significant progress has been made in the UN's long-running probe into allegations Iran worked to develop nuclear weapons. Yukiya Amano said he reported to the IAEA's board about his trip to Iran that included visiting the Parchin military site that has been a key focus of the investigation. Amano said environmental samples were taken at Parchin before his visit in a process that included Iranian representatives, in his words, swiping samples. Pope Francis landed Monday in Santiago, the last stop of his tour of Cuba, where he has been praised for helping to build ties between Cuba and the United States, which he will visit beginning on Tuesday. Pope Francis celebrated Mass earlier Monday in the eastern Cuban city of Holguín, telling tens of thousands of people to heed Jesus Christ's invitation to overcome resistance to change. This is VOA News.